And I've got a couple of fine artists that are taking part in Taste Town, and they decided to be entrepreneurs. Who have we got here? You are?
Max Bainbridge.
And?
I'm Abigail Booth.
So what's the story, guys? Who's going to go first? Abigail?
Okay, so we run a craft and design business called Forest and Found, which we set up about 18 months ago. And we focus on textiles and wood, and we produce work that's sustainable. It uses traditional methods of craft to make, and it's all about being in touch with natural materials.
Why on earth did you want to start a business?
Well, we went to Chelsea College of Art and studied fine art, and after we graduated, we kind of wanted to be able to sort of...
You thought we were skid to...
Yes.
Well, yeah, basically. We wanted to be able to sort of sustain what we do and support ourselves, but not kind of stop making.
I'm very intrigued by the language that's being used just now, sustain, support. What about making money?
It is about making money, but it's not about being millionaires.
Yeah.
It's far more for us, it's being able to do what we love and also earn a living. So there's that balance.
What is it you make?
So I make, I do the wood. I make kind of hand-turned bowls, vessels. We're just getting into do some more sculptural stuff. I do a lot of kitchenware, so spoons, knives, all kind of...
Where did the idea come from for that? And is it artwork or is it stuff that you can actually use in the kitchen?
So it's a bit of both, really. It's kind of everything's got a very specific design, and there's a lot of one-off stuff, but everything we make is designed to be used, whether it's woodenware or the textiles.
Where are you selling the stuff just now?
So we've got an online store, and we work with some independent retailers and online stores as well. And we do pop-ups and craft fairs and that kind of thing.
You do some very beautiful quilts.
Yes.
Tell me about them.
So they all take inspiration from traditional quilt blocks. So there's a lot of designs that have a lot of symbolism going back, but I basically put a contemporary twist on that. So
I've been asking everybody this: did you do a business plan before you started?
We didn't do a kind of like sit down, write a business plan, but I guess we've kind of been the sort of lead up to Test Town is kind of our plans for 2016 have been kind of developing, and we've been writing things down and deciding what we want to do and where we want to go. So it's actually kind of fitted in quite nicely.
So in a nutshell, where do you want to be in 5 years' time?
In 5 years' time, I suppose we want to be...
selling to the right market, selling to a high-end market, working with interior designers, also teaching, doing workshops, being set up in that way.
So you've got actually a very clear view of who your customer is?
Yes. Very clear.
Yeah.
Draw a picture for the listeners of your customer.
So we decided quite early on that we wanted products that we didn't...
No. I'm going to put you on the test here. I said paint or draw a picture of your customer. Tell me about them.
They tend to be couples. They tend to be people buying for their home. They're buying things for life. So out with the old and the cheap and in with the new, things that are going to last a life and they can pass down through the generations.
Are you part of what I would basically call the new makers?
Yes.
Have you, in fact, not far from here, so we're at the Brigate, and there's the Glasgow Watch Company, I called. There's a group of them, I'm not sure what they are, but they've been making, they're making watches, have you heard?
No.
Worth a visit. I'm struggling here with where you fit in all of this, because you're quite clearly in the art and fine arts camp. I don't know whether you fit into a retail unit, do you?
In a way we do, because we're making products that we want to sell and people want to buy.
It's also about, say, if we did have a physical shop, I think we'd use it as a gallery / workshop, so it would be a studio at the back, gallery and shop at the front, that kind of setup.
So the natural next question is, where's the best place for your shop or your unit?
I think in any city there's a place for it. I think it would be in somewhere that has a history of craft and art. I think that's quite important.
So it could be Glasgow, but would it be better off in London?
Not necessarily. I think as long as there's a creative hub, we can kind of... I mean, we've always said when we're looking to kind of move and where we want to be, as long as there's a post office, a good internet connection and a creative hub.
Did you ever just want to start a business, or is this a means to an end to have a living?
Very much about sustaining, being able to make, because that for us is the most important thing. That's what we want to be doing till the day we die.
Now, I have heard tell that you've got your products here and you won't budge on the price. Slight smile.
Well,
is this...
No.
I think, to be honest, our prices
reflect how long it takes to make. So we can't budge on that because we're then undercutting our own.
So wage. The next thing is, it's really essential for you to be in the right market and the right place.
Yeah.
Do you think, therefore, you're in the wrong place here?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we've made some sales today. We've spoken to people about working on commissions and working on projects with them. So I don't think it's definitely not the
wrong place. What's coming out of all of this is you're not a shop. You're not a retailer. You're a showcase, show front for your skills and talents. And your business is actually all about commissions?
Yes, partly.
Very much so. I'd say there's a lot of commission stuff that does come out of what we do.
I think also with items that are that high in price, people tend to like to see them, feel them, because they're quite tactile, go away. A few months later, they might then make that purchase. So it's things people want to... Some are impulse buys, some are ones people want to think about.
Mm. Summing up your values, it's about collaboration.
Yes, definitely.
It's about being true to yourself.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's also about earning a good living as a result of that.
At the end of the day, you have to. You have to have a sustainable business that is going to last.
Well, the very best of luck. Enjoy your stay in Glasgow.